Pezisai, thank you so much for talking to us on Studio 7.
You are welcome.
And now tell us more about your new album.
The new album is called Kurarai Gwangu, which means I'm whiling up time. I said that because I conceived it over some period of time, and I've been trying to get into the music industry, but I'm trained professional in another field. I continued to examine what is pushing me. And what was pushing me was that when I was very young at school, I think it was the choir day that attracted me to school.
Let's talk about some of the tracks on the album. Which one is most reflective of your experience through this journey of music?
Well, I think I try to sing as much as possible about what affects the generality of people. That's why you see that I sing about disease, I sing about education, I sing about health in general, I sing about what I wish Africa to be, but I'm trying to reflect issues of exclusion in life and say, how do we move together as society and make sure that we don't exclude others? I'm trying really to talk about things I feel.
What's your hope for those who listen to your album?
I really want to say enjoy the music, enjoy the beat if it is enjoyable. I can take any feedback, but at the moment I'm just saying enjoy the lyrics. If you can take something positive from them, take it and maybe leave it if it is possible. I really think some of the things that I sing there needs to be reflected on, and they are supposed to better society if they are followed.
How can other Zimbabweans or those interested in the music get in touch or find you, maybe even performing somewhere?
In terms of finding my music, I've just put it on radios so that it can be played. Those who want to buy it or can definitely find it with the record bars where they exist, or even the street vendors. I have an email. It's cpandpj@gmail.com. cpandpj@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for joining us on Studio 7.
Thanks, Tatenda. Leave my home.